There was another flurry of hospital personnel, another stretcher brought to the bed next to me. I recognized Tyler Crowley from my government class beneath the blood-stained bandages wrapped tightly around his head. Tyler looked 100 times worse than I felt, but he was staring anxiously at me.
Bella, I'm so sorry.
I'm fine, Tyler. You look awful. Are you all right? As we spoke, nurses began unwinding his soiled bandages, exposing a myriad of shallow slices all over his forehead and left cheek. He ignored me.
I thought I was going to kill you. I was going too fast and I hit the ice wrong.
He winced as one nurse started dabbing at his face.
Don't worry about it. You missed me. How did you get out of the way so fast? You were there and then you were gone.
Edward pulled me out of the way. He looked confused.
Who?
Edward Cullen? He was standing next to me. I'd always been a terrible liar. It didn't sound convincing at all.
Cullen? I didn't see him.
Wow, it was all so fast, I guess. Is he okay?
I think so.
He's here somewhere, but they didn't make him use a stretcher.
I knew I wasn't crazy.
What had happened? There was no way to explain away what I'd seen. They wheeled me away then to x-ray my head. I told them there was nothing wrong, and I was right. Not even a concussion. I asked if I could leave, but the nurse said I had to talk to a doctor first. So I was trapped in the ER waiting, harassed by Tyler's constant apologies and promises to make it up to me. No matter how many times I tried to convince him I was fine, he continued to torment himself. Finally, I closed my eyes and ignored him. He kept up a remorseful mumbling.
Is she sleeping?
A musical voice asked. My eyes flew open. Edward was standing at the foot of my bed, smirking. I glared at him. It wasn't easy. It would have been more natural to ogle.
Hey, Edward. I'm really sorry,
Tyler began. Edward lifted a hand to stop him.
No blood, no foul, he said,
flashing his brilliant teeth. He moved to sit on the edge of Tyler's bed, facing me. He smirked again.
So what's the verdict? He asked me.
There's nothing wrong with me at all, but they won't let me go, I complained. How come you aren't strapped to a gurney like the rest of us?
It's all about who you know, he answered. But don't worry, I came to spring you.